Integraan tapestry of kleateon, onetreed stans uit wit in parallelet clarity, God te vatter loofes toese wafe peter vaat in is son, Jesus Christ. Tis foundational belief is not merely a theological abstraction but a living reality that shapes the liefes of believers. As we delve into the scriptures, we inquire the depth and breadth of the Father's love, a love that is both eternal and personal. The Bible, God's infallible word, is replete with affirmations of his love. John 3:16 is perhaps the most well-known and beloved verse that in its latest street, for God so lief het de wereld, dat hij gaf is onlijbe God en Son, dat we so ver belief het en hen sal not perish, but wel vir everlasting liefde. Tis verse 6 en klareve als de magnitude of God's love, a love so great dat jy dit not bedoeld is onlei Son bid offerheid hem as a sacrifice for our sins. De apostel Paul voert er elaboratis om tis love in Romans 5:8, het God kom in dit is love toewaard is, en dat, wille we weer aai sinners, Christ dit voor is. Here, Paul emphasis is dat God's love is proactive and inconditional. It is not based on our merit or righteousness but on his grace and mercy. Even when we were steep in sin, God extended his love by sending Christ to die voor is, thereby reconciling us to himself. Ephesians 2:4-5 is the transformative power of this divine love, but God, will is rig in mercy. For is great love weer wat jy loof jy is, even when we weer dead in sins, at kookenet is toegeter wit Christ, by grase eie ware saaf het. The Father's love brings spiritual liefde to toese ware spirituali dead. It is trouw tis love dat ware, kookenet, ormade aliewe, toegeter wit Christ. Tis act of divine love and grase results in our salvation, not trouk our works, but trouk fight in Jesus Christ. In addition to being sacrificial and transformative, the Father's love is also eternal. Jeremia 31:3 declares, the Lord had appeared of old into me, saying, Ayo, he have loof je te wit aan everlasting love, trefore wit loof en kentnis have je droomte. God's love is not fleeting or temporary, it is everlasting, from eternity past to eternity future. His love remains steadfast and ongoing. Tis eternal love draws us to him and sustains his trouwheid our liefes. Preasis support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center we wilt appreciate our donation. Vir ter more, God's love is personal and intimate. In 1 John 3:1, Verriat, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestow het upon us, that we sal bekal het the sons of God, trefore te weerk no wet is not, because het knie hem not. De Father's love bestos upon us de privilege of being called is gedreen. Tis adoption into God's family is a profound expression of his personal care and affection for each believer. As is gedreen, we are invited to experience a close and abiding relationship with him. Tis intimate relationship with the Father is not direct through the Holy Spirit, who dwells within us. Romans 8:15-16 explains, for I have not rekifet the spirit of bondage agen to fear, but I have rekifet the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Vater. The spirit itself bear it witness with our spirit, that we are the children of God. The indwelling Holy Spirit assures us of our adoption and enables us to address God with the enduring term, Abba, Vater, reflecting the closeness and intimacy of our relationship with him. The Father's love also provides comfort and assurance in times of trial and hardship. Romans 8:38-39 offers a powerful declaration of this unremarkable love, for he am persuaded, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. No external force or circumstance can sever the bond of love between the Father and his children. This assurance provides profound peace and confidence as we navigate the gallings of liefde. In conclusion, te vat hersla voor toe is een hoofde partij feit en Jesus Christ is als centraal te net of te Christian feit. Het is al laat dat is sacrificiaal, transformatieve, eternal, personal, en immreakable. As belief vers, we are called to rest in this love, allowing it to shape our liefes and our relationship with God. My we continually rejoice in the infatigable love of the Father, who has graag wijslui bestuwe het upon us the gift of eternal liefde trouwkes Son, Jesus Christ. The Father's love, in the quiet of the morning, in the stillness of the night, the Father's love surrounds us, with a grosses so pure and bright. From the dawn of all creation, to the setting of the sun, his love remains incoming, in the gift of Christ, his Son. Telk bevouter, telk bewander, in our weakness, in our strife, the Father's love will find us, and bring us back to life. Eternal and enduring, a love that knows new end, in Christ we are forgiven, our Savior and our friend. So rest, dear soul, in knowing, his love is always near, in joy and in sorrow, the Father's love is here. Chorus, double punt, the Father's love, so deep, so wide, forever by our side. In Christ, our hope, our guide, the Father's love, in Him abide. The author generated this text in part with CHTGPT4, open eyes large scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, the author reviewed, edit, and reset the content to their aanlikking and take ultimate responsibility for the content of this publication.